Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help new entrepreneurs find their voice and their identity so that they can be seen, be heard, and be remembered in a way that builds a thriving business. So I am super excited to introduce Kim Speed. Now, Kim is a brand visibility expert, speaker, creative director, recipient of the Most Influential Businesswoman in Brand Development Award through AI Media, and she's an Amazon best-selling author of Branding on a Shoestring: How to Recreate Your Small Business Identity and Increase Sales Results in 83 Days or Less. Now, through Kim's brand and marketing business, which is called Purple Moon Creative, she helps budding and building entrepreneurs to confidently step into their spotlight and attract loyal dream clients. Kim has worked as a graphic designer, art director, and creative director during her years in the corporate world and has had the pleasure to work with Fortune 500 clients, including Coca-Cola, TD Bank, Ford, and Molson Coors. Now, Kim's design skills drew her to the world of advertising, and once she began her journey, she gained experience and expertise in brand strategy, writing, and marketing. Well, welcome, Kim. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping new entrepreneurs really step into their own, find their voice, in powerful ways that really attract their ideal prospective clients. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, I'm so passionate about this, and I'm so thrilled to be able to take my experience from the corporate world and actually help people that are like ourselves, entrepreneurs that are trying to build businesses.
Right. Yeah, because it's not always an easy thing to do is get those words that really, like you said, like we introduced you, allow them to be seen and be heard and remembered. And those are all so important. Well, I'm curious here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
Well, it's quite funny, Wendy. I call myself actually the accidental entrepreneur because I was never planning on doing this. This wasn't something that was a dream that I had, that, I was just waiting for the right moment. It was the opposite for me. I was actually working for a company and we lost a huge client and we had a major layoff and I found myself without a job. And it was, a bit of a surprise. But during that process, I also thought that I was just going to go and find another job. And to my shock, I was able to spend time at home and be with my family, be with my children, and realized how much time I was actually spending away from them and at work. And missing so much of their lives. So while I had this wonderful opportunity that was given to me, I was part of their lives. I felt like, I was active in what they were doing and not missing out on those golden moments. Mm-hmm. And during the time when I was working, I was paying somebody so much money to actually get the best hours of their day. So I really was given this opportunity, and I knew that I had to do something to find a way to continue being with them and finding a way to do something different rather than go back to a corporate position.
Mm-hmm. It's so powerful when, you know, you realize that maybe my priorities weren't quite my priorities. Maybe I was doing things that I thought were my priorities, but boy, look at what I was missing out on. So, you know, it sounds like it was probably pretty devastating when you received that notification that, I'm sorry, your role has been terminated. You know, it's like, oh my God, you know, the panic, the financial implications of that. But what you discovered is like was this whole other side of wealth, really. And that's the relationship, and that's the being present with your kids as they're going through these milestones and experiences, and realizing, you know, that's worth a lot too. And
it was. And, you know, it was really that realizing that, you know, it's not that I didn't like the corporate world and what I did. I just realized that my life was changing and I was in a different part of my life, and I needed to now step into that and embrace it rather than, you know, continue to try and do what I always did. You can change.
yeah, right. And the skills that you gained in that corporate world are your skills, right? It's not that you leave the corporation and you don't, you know, you're starting over. No, you're not starting over. You've gained valuable skills, honed, you know, your expertise. And like you said, what a gift to be able to bring that level of expertise to, you know, newly starting entrepreneurs or business, you know, people that are just kind of gaining their momentum. So yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own, you know, brand strategy business, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh, it definitely has. So I have had my business for 11 years now, and I started during the last recession in 2009.
Okay.
I don't know whether your listeners remember that or experienced any turmoil during that time. But yeah, so that was why we were having the mm-hmm. problems. The company I was working with had the problems. And it's interesting, when I did start out, I didn't really have a plan. I just knew that I wanted to do something that was going to be allowing me to have freedom and control of my life and my schedule, and also make an income. So I went out and just connected with my network, and I started off actually working more with the corporations and agencies. And it wasn't really until somebody approached me, a woman business owner who was starting a new company, and she had been trying to work with agencies that really dismissed her and were also, you know, financially out of her league. So she needed help. And for some reason, we were connected through friends, and she asked if I would help her. We started working together. We had a great time. I was able to help her brand her business and market it. And then, you know, continue on as she grew into three locations. So it just made me so excited to be able to help somebody. And that's where I knew I had to evolve my business, and because I now realized who I could really bring value to and who needed me. So I didn't know who my niche was going to be or my ideal client at first. It was actually my ideal client that found me.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's interesting. If you just get yourself out there, right? You can't overthink. I mean, you can just sit and overthink things, right? And overthink. I wonder. But until you just get yourself out there and see where you start getting the traction, you know, it surprises each of us how that might unfold. And when you allow that path to just naturally unfold versus overthinking things and projecting, it does end up building a business that might be a little bit different than you first thought, but yet it's so much easier, right?
It evolves. It's going to evolve. And, you know, where you start isn't necessarily where you're going to end. And keep an open mind.
Yes.
Because good things can happen.
Right. Exactly. It's good to have a strategy and a business plan. But I love that keeping an open mind is so important, especially when you're just starting out. And everybody's plan or pathway is a little bit unique. So yeah, and rolling with that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Oh, yes, definitely. So when I started my business, you know, I came from marketing. So I had this kind of this ego about, you know, I know how to do this. And, you know, I can run a business because I've been in marketing and right. I've been in advertising.
Yeah.
And clients, all of a sudden,
Fortune 500 clients. So that's, you know, you're playing with the big, you know, the big fish.
Exactly. I thought I was, you know, all that. And then, you know, when you actually get out there and you're doing your business for yourself, you don't realize how much support you had in corporate. Oh my gosh, all of a sudden, everything was on my shoulders and I was wearing all the hats, you know, bringing in new business and doing the work and follow up and customer service and IT and being the cleanup service.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my goodness. It is a broad array of, you know, you have to have a really big hat rack, I say, to hold all.
Yes. It wasn't until I wasn't in the corporate world that I actually appreciated all the people and all the roles that they played.
Right. Well, can you share maybe how you solved that? It sounds like overwhelm is what I'm putting this big label on in terms of all the different responsibilities and, you know, not realizing that it was all on your shoulders. Of course, you knew it was going to be not going to be easy, but little did you know what you're getting yourself into. So is there some technique or mindset shift or anything that you can share with us that you utilize to overcome that feeling of, you know, overwhelm or maybe not knowing how to handle some of these different responsibilities?
Well, I have to say the first one is a mindset shift, and that is actually admitting it to somebody. I had thought I have to put on this facade of, you know, everything's great and I doing super so that, you know, nobody knew that I was suffering on the inside and freaking out, you know, getting those clients and working on a project and, you know, then getting paid and then realizing, oh my gosh, now I'm in a valley again where I have to go out and look for business. I didn't realize the roller coaster ride it was going to be. And I was afraid to tell anybody because I thought, you know, I don't want anyone to think that I'm less than.
Right.
So the biggest thing was to get over that mindset of going out and actually saying, I need help. Mm-hmm. Because it did get to the point where I either needed to get help and guidance or I was going to have to go back to a job. And at this point, I knew that I didn't want to do that.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, when you do decide to go out on your own, why, even though people in your circle might have great intentions, they also might steal a little bit of your confidence by questioning your decision. And they're looking out for your best interest. But, you know, that doesn't help with that feeling of, am I doing the right thing? You know, if people are. And so you don't want to admit anything is going a little bit not as planned, you know, because they're like,
oh, it's so true.
Go back and get a corporate job. You know, what were you thinking, Kim? And so you don't want to.
Your biggest hurdle is your family, usually.
Yeah.
My parents didn't quite see that this was a great thing. They'd always worked for somebody. So
yeah, and you have a lot of responsibility with your family, you know, and so they're thinking, oh my gosh, what is Kim thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all part of the journey, but that's why it takes a whole lot of courage and tenacity to keep going. And, you know, Kim, you're obviously an expert at helping entrepreneurs get discovered and, you know, known for their expertise. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Oh, Wendy, this was probably the hardest thing to get over, and I'm still always working on it. But, you know, as I said, I wasn't really the salesperson. I wasn't new business. I was the person in corporate that they brought the jobs to, and we made it look great. And, right. You know,
You
worked with the salespeople. So I didn't have to do that part. And actually going out, and especially if you are an entrepreneur that works for yourself, all of a sudden you're selling yourself, which is even weirder and feels yucky to go out and start talking about yourself to people and promoting yourself. But one of the things that I really struggled with, Wendy, was you're not always going to get a yes. And sometimes when you get those no's, or you're not sure that it's going to go your way, you start to get this feeling of failure, or, you know, you just feel bad about yourself, and you have to get past that. Right. So that can be a struggle sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it's so common in compassionate, heart-centered entrepreneurs, because, you know, first off, you know firsthand all this, you know, expertise around marketing and branding. You've been providing this service for Fortune 500 companies, for goodness sakes. So you have this clear vision of how you can really help this potential client. And, you know, if they say no, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, how can, you know, what did I do wrong? You know, because you know the big difference that the work that you can provide can have for them, but yet something caused them to say no. And it's hard for us to know exactly what that is. Quite frankly, a lot of times it's their own, they're saying no to their own belief in themselves even having a business, you know, right. And that's the mindset shift. And we don't have a crystal ball, right? So we can't see, or we can't peel back the layers of what's at the core of them saying no. But it's difficult to separate the no from our own selves, right? We think they're saying no to us. But quite frankly, especially with new entrepreneurs, their belief in themselves is really waxing and waning. You know, they're on new legs starting out into brand new water. And they're having a lot of self-doubts in even their ability to succeed, generally speaking. Okay, and I'm being very generalized here. And I realize that there are some that aren't feeling this way. And so I just want to put that out there. But that's the thing that is difficult for us to keep in mind, is that there's probably something below the surface that they're not saying no to our expertise. They're saying no to themselves. Let's be honest here. If you were in your role in a corporation, the corporation was providing marketing solutions to Fortune 500 companies, we know that that was probably a five-figure, who knows, six-figure invoice that was being sent.
Right. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That you were doing, right? And now you're bringing that same level of work and skill set to a new entrepreneur who's at a whole different budget, and their whole reality of, can I even make money? Can I even do this business, is just teetering. And so when they say no to you, it's really, in my mind, they're saying no to themselves. And so to feel that commitment to serving them, but yet detached from their yes or no, is the whole art to not, you know, continuing to have your, you know, your armor scuffed by their nose, is to just understanding that, you know what, they're probably just having a whole lot of self-doubts about their own ability to succeed. And I know that my skills and expertise would help them succeed, but if they can't see their own business and their own abilities, whatever business they're trying to start, as being successful, that's what they're saying no to. So does that help shift that?
That's great advice. It's not always something you've done wrong, right? Yeah,
exactly. There's something deeper there, generally speaking. And of course, I'm not saying that you can't ensure that the enrollment conversation has really supported them in a way that's fully helping them to see the value and embrace the value of your work. But generally speaking, if that all has been done and they're still saying no, it's then their own belief in themselves. So hopefully that makes a difference. And, you know, it doesn't strike that no that they give you doesn't strike so deep, because obviously, like I said, in your corporate world, the work that you were doing was bringing in, you know, millions of dollars for your clients in revenue because of the expertise that you have. And so it's just, it's one of those things that's frustrating about being in business for ourselves and working at that level of an ideal client. So,
yes. And you've made me think of something too, is that sometimes you're right, they're saying no to themselves, but they're also maybe telling you that they're not ready.
They're not ready. Yeah.
It could be something that, you know, comes back later.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully that'll help move the needle next time that you're in that conversation and you can see this big vision for them, but they can't see it themselves. And that's usually,
yeah, that is helpful.
Yeah. So, and, you know, speaking of new entrepreneurs, this pandemic that we've been experiencing for way too long. Oh my gosh, it's been more than a year and what, 4 or 5 months here now. Has really rocked the world for a lot of people in their corporate roles and even in the businesses that they might have been in. And it's just kind of mixed things up, and a lot of new entrepreneurs have surfaced. Can you maybe share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yes. Well, it's interesting. When I was just before the pandemic, about a year before, I'd actually started to take more of my business online and work with my clients online, because I was able to make it more efficient, but I was also able to reach people that were not in my geographic location. Mm-hmm. So when the pandemic hit, I was fortunate enough to be set up to work online already and have my tech set up and understand how things worked. So when it, you know, after we got over the shock of lockdown and, you know, all this craziness that was going on and how is it going to affect business, I knew that I needed to help people. And I remembered back in the last recession when I was trying to start out and figure everything out, you know, how much help I actually really needed. And so what I did in the pandemic was to actually rejig some of my services and include some programs for new entrepreneurs, people that wanted to get out of the corporate life, mm-hmm. that maybe they'd been like myself and don't have a job anymore, or they're in corporate and realize that they just no longer want to be there. They've been there long enough and they need a change. They'd love to use what their knowledge is, their skills and their talents to create a business that supports, you know, the life that they want. And so I started reaching out to people and seeing if I could help them. And I've been developing more and more services to help those people because of the pandemic.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. Yeah. So that's even stepping into, you know, which obviously is tapping into you going through that phase yourself and learning quite a bit about the whole process and giving people access to that expertise in addition to their branding and marketing. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Kim, how do you work with budding and new entrepreneurs who want to finally find their voice and finally be seen and heard and remembered so that they can build their successful businesses? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes. And actually it's very unusual because most people that are brand experts or, their expertise is in helping people brand themselves. The difference that I have is that a lot of times I will tell people that they're not ready for branding. And I like to explain it this way. There's a difference between brand and branding. So a brand is really about who you are, what you stand for, what you offer, the experience you provide people, and who those people are. Mm-hmm. essence, you can replace the word brand with reputation. So you, when you are building your business, you don't develop a brand. Your brand already exists. But what you do is you're trying to nurture it so that it actually helps you build your business, helps you build your reputation, which is what you need to do first. It's the foundation, because you can't have branding without that foundation. So branding itself is everything that you use to help communicate that brand. So it is everything like your tagline, your logo, your fonts, your colors, your website, all of those things, your signage, your packaging, all of those things help you to communicate who you are to your ideal client so that they see you, that they know you're the right person for them. When I work with people, a lot of times I'll tell them they're not ready for the branding yet. And we have to start with the foundation of who they are.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Getting that clarity around their expertise, who they're standing for, the outcomes of their work, and really define all of that, and then get out there, then do the branding, you know, the proactive, where you're being seen and being heard and being remembered. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. And it helps people when they clarify all of that. It gives them so much more confidence to then, you know, actually have a conversation where they make that offer and where you come in, Wendy, to help, you know, make those sales.
Right. Yeah. When they have that, just that strength of knowing exactly what they stand for and, you know, have that their zone of genius, right? Clearly defined.
Their
brand, right? Their zone of genius and what they're standing for, and then take that out there. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, Wendy, I'd love to offer your audience a special gift from me.
Oh, lovely.
I would love to offer them a free copy of my book.
Oh, fantastic. And Kim, that is generous.
Oh, it's great. I would love for people to get access to it. And you can do that by going to brandingonashoestringbook.com, and you can get a free copy. And I hope that helps you out.
Okay. Wow. That is so generous of you. My gosh, that is the Amazon bestseller, right? That you wrote several years ago. Okay. So that's Branding on a Shoestring Budget, correct?
No, Branding on a Shoestring Book.
Book. Okay. Brandingonashoestringbook.com. Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you for that. And are you on social platforms as well, Kim?
Yes, I am. So you can find me on Facebook at Kim Speed. And I am on Instagram at Brand Visibility Expert. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Kim Speed. You can find me there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So we can find you on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And of course, in the show notes, I'm going to include the links directly to your profiles for each of those social platforms. And again, that Branding on a Shoestring book is available, brandingonashoestringbook.com. So fantastic. Well, Kim, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, I have to say, there's going to be, if you're going to have a business of your own, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be challenges that you had no way to plan upon or foresee. But one of the things I would tell every entrepreneur, and the thing that helped me the most, was to actually go and get help, get a coach, get an advisor, get a mentor, somebody that you can trust and who has maybe done it before, and get some advice on how to do it so that you're not struggling alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because there are certain things we just don't know. We don't have that tool belt already assembled once we start into business. So it that is great advice to be able to just tap into others' expertise, such as yours. I mean, it's difficult. Marketing is kind of a mystery if you've never tried to put into words what you do. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Great advice. And, you know, Kim, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your corporate career where you were helping them build a thriving business and have all these, you know, powerful clients and making a huge difference for them through your expertise. And then the wake-up call, the tipping point, that point happened where you were an accidental entrepreneur, found yourself at home, experiencing your family, though, at a level that you really had been not present for, and realizing, wow, this is awesome to be with my family and experiencing my kids in their day-to-day, you know, milestones and whatnot. So, and reinventing yourself, taking your skills into your own business. And now this impactful work that you're doing as a brand and marketing consultant, helping lots of entrepreneurs, right? Those budding and building entrepreneurs to confidently step into their spotlight and attract loyal dream clients. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you for having me, Wendy, and thank you for your great advice.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kim Speed through her social platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, but mainly take her up on grabbing that free book that she has. It's an Amazon bestseller. And so that is Branding on a Shoestring. And you can find that through brandingonashoestringbook.com. And again, look for the hyperlinks within the show notes. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kim Speed. And as always, here's to your success.